the past 2 years, the Lost Villages Project has made it possible for some Alaska Natives to see the places their ancestors called home. Last week, a group of about a dozen elders and descendants of Anungan villages braved harsh weather to visit Borka and Kushiga in the Aleutian Islands. KUCB's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
In the place of thy rest, O Lord, where all the saints repose.
Last week, descendants of uninhabited Anungan villages got the chance to visit the places their families came from. A group of about a dozen people were able to visit Borka and Kushiga as part of the Lost Villages Project, a program sponsored by the National Park Service. Kushiga and Borka, like many villages in the Aleutian Islands, were evacuated during World War II. There were some attempts to resettle, but none lasted for more than a decade. For the descendants on the trips, this was the first time visiting these places. Rachel Mason is a cultural anthropologist, and she was the lead organizer of the two trips. She says that the Lost Villages Project is a product of the oral histories that had been conducted with five former residents of these villages. While the end goal of the oral history work was to create two books on the Aleutian Islands, the project became somewhat bigger than that.
It became evident that what would really be meaningful to some of the elders and descendants would be to revisit the villages.
Last year, a group of descendants and former village residents made a trip out to Makushin on the Tekla, a research vessel operated by the Fish and Wildlife Service. This year, a group from the Lost Villages Project traveled out to Kushiga on Thursday and Borka on Friday. In both places, crosses were erected and services were performed to remember the villages.
The song Memory Eternal is what is sung at funerals, and so it was remembering the people that are dead who had once lived at that village. And I think that's what the former residents and descendants found so moving, was just remembering the people that aren't with us anymore, that were from the village, and actually making it almost a funeral for the village, that there had never been any ceremony, that just to say goodbye to the village.
At Borka, there were few structures from the old village left. While an altar covered by a protective structure remained, most of the houses that had once existed there appeared to be totally gone, except for one. Kathy Dirks of Unalaska was able to find her grandfather's home, and she was also able to take with her some of her family's belongings. She found a plate and a bed frame mostly intact, and saw that parts of the building were still sturdy.
I can't believe how good a shape it's in.
I know, it's still in good shape.
Man, that guy who got it.
There was a window pane. There was just one, what is it called, a pane?
One single pane was broken.
Was missing.
Out of six.
So far, all three places that the Lost Villages Project has visited were on or near Unalaska Island. But next year, the project hopes to continue its work at an even further destination. The Park Service is planning a trip out to Attu in the Western Aleutians next fall. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.